This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July wheat ended the week at 5.03¾. That was down a half. September wheat ended at 5.10½, down a penny. December wheat ended at 5.24¾, down 3/4. July corn on Friday ended the week at 3.53. That was down 3½. September corn 3.58¾, down 4¼. And December corn ended at 3.69½, down 4¾. July soybeans yesterday ended the week at 9.40. That was unchanged. August beans 9.21½, down 1¼. September beans ended at 9.07½, down 3¾. July soybean meal on Friday ended the week at 317.40, up 40. August meal 307.60, up 19. And September meal $302, that was up a dime. July soybean oil on Friday ended at 33.14, down 15. August oil 33.16, down 17. September oil ended at 33.20, down 19. July oats on Friday ended the week at 255.5, down 4¼. September oats ended at 262.5, that was down 3¾. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Friday afternoon. With very little fresh news to move the market, prices drifted lower. Soybean futures were supported by a modest increase in soybean meal values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 3 to 4 cents lower at 328 to 344. Soybean bids were mixed at 925 to 940. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 3 to 6 cents lower at 333 to 347. Soybeans were unchanged to 2 cents lower at 934 to 949. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported Shell corn mostly 4 cents lower at 332 to 358. Soybeans were unchanged to a penny higher at 934 to 955. Wheat closed steady to 2 cents lower at 459 up to 484. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were unchanged to 5 cents lower at 965 to 975. Basis were unchanged to 5 cents lower at 25 to 35 over July. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $329.40 to $342.40 per ton. That's up $4, with the basis levels unchanged at 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 4 cents lower at $3.52 to $3.64. Basis levels were unchanged at 100 to 11 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 4 cents lower at $3.50 to $3.56. Basis levels were quoted at 300 to 3 over July. Soybeans closed steady at 9.55 to 9.61. Basis levels were unchanged at 15 to 21 over July. New crop wheat bids closed steady at 4.68 to 4.76. Basis levels were unchanged at 36 to 28 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 3 to 4 cents lower at 3.70 to 3.72. Soybean bids were unchanged at 979 to 980. Soft wheat was down 2 to 4 cents at 492 to 501. Milo closed mostly 4 cents lower at 403 to 419. Contract bids to producers for fall delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall shell corn contracts were quoted at 329 to 345. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 861 to 875. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted in a range of 331 up to 345. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 868 to 884. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 333 to 350. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 865 to 882. And June-July delivery soft wheat contracts in the southern part of the state were quoted at 459 to 484. That concludes Friday's closing grain market summary.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday. June hogs ended the week at 81.45, up 7. July hogs ended at 78.05, down $1.12. August hogs ended at 76.72, down $1.80. June cattle on Friday ended the week at 152.45, down 277. August cattle ended the week at 150.80, down 212. October cattle ended at 153.20, down 185. August feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at 223.45, down 280. September feeders, 221.52, down 282. And October feeders ended the week at 219.57, down 262. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 12th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 33 cents lower in the range of $63 to $78.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $77.09. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 25 to 30, 4 to 5 weights 28 to 33, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 34, and 6 weights and up 34 to 36. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $52 to $55. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,628 head. And now for the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction for Thursday, June the 11th. They had receipts of 230 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 146.50 to 156. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 138 to 144.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 150.25 to 156.50. Now onto the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 142, breakers 93 to 98.50 with some high dressing at 104. Boners were 89 to 98 with the high dressing at 102. Leans were 84 to 89 and the high dressing 95. They had some bulls weighing 1600 to 1650 that brought 127.50, and bulls weighing 1750 and up we're bringing 125.50 to 131. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 151 to 155.50 and on a dress basis 242 to 245. Heifers on a live basis traded at 152 to 155 and on a dress basis 242 to 245. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 210 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $84.86, and that was $1.64 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $245.72, that was $1.47 lower, with select carcasses at $240.42, that was 24 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000, that compared to 101,000 last week and 115,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running behind 7.2%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 409,000, that compared to 407,000 last week and 297,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running ahead 6.1%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Happy Saturday to you. This is John Michael Marty, and this is the Farm Show for Saturday, June the 12th. Illinois Department of Agriculture animal health officials announced that out-of-state birds will not be allowed to compete in Illinois exhibitions until further notice due to the highly pathogenic avian influenza, otherwise known as the bird flu, that outbreak affecting several states. This restriction includes county fairs, FFA, and 4-H fairs, Illinois State Fair, and the DuQuoin State Fair. Now, to date, avian influenza has not been detected in Illinois, but the department is taking a proactive approach to the threat of avian influenza. This decision not only protects the poultry industry, but it also guarantees the state's youth the opportunity to show livestock at our many county fairs and at both state fairs. Those words from Director Philip Nelson. Now, speaking of animal exhibitions at the fairs, this change takes place in the Macoupin County Fair next week and the Montgomery County Fair coming up shortly after. Changes made for livestock exhibitors for this year include the swine. All swine have to be checked in by Monday the 23rd at 8 p.m. Let me back up on that, and let's just talk about the Macoupin County Fair coming up, and then these changes will affect with the appropriate dates for the Montgomery County Fair as well. So regarding the Macoupin County Fair, all swine must be checked in by Monday, June 15th at 8 p.m. The weigh-in will take place on Tuesday morning at 10, and the swine show will be Wednesday, June 17th. The swine will be eligible for release on Thursday, June 18th. Now, beef, all beef must be checked in by Wednesday at 8 a.m. Steers will be weighed at 11 a.m. on Thursday, and the beef show will be on Friday. The cattle will be eligible for release on Saturday, June 20th at 8 a.m. The sheep must be checked in by Sunday at noon. Weigh-in will be on Tuesday at 8 a.m., and the sheep show will take place on Tuesday. All sheep will be eligible for release on Wednesday, June 17th at noon. Meat goats must be checked in by Wednesday at 6. The goat show will take place on Saturday, June 20th. The goats will be eligible for release Saturday at 6 o'clock. If you have any questions about the livestock shows, contact the Macoupin County Fair office or refer to the Macoupin County Fair website. One other announcement regarding Montgomery County. This comes from Ray Durston, the Montgomery County Chief County Assessing Official. The Montgomery County Farmland Assessment Review Committee will hold a public hearing on procedures and certification of adjusted 2016 farmland values proposed by the Department of Revenue. The meeting will be held on June 29th at 10 a.m. in the county boardroom, in the second floor of the historic courthouse in Hillsboro. Now, again, this meeting is of the Montgomery County Farmland Assessment Review Committee, and there will be a public hearing on procedures and certification of the adjusted 2016 farmland values as proposed by the Department of Revenue. That meeting, again, will be June 29th, 10 o'clock in the morning, in the county boardroom, second floor of the old courthouse in Hillsboro. That is part one of the Farm Show. We'll be back with part two in just a moment.
At John Deere and Sloan's, you'll get around everything. You'll love the John Deere X739 Signature Series lawn tractor with full-time four-wheel drive, exclusive four-wheel steering. And now, with deer season pricing, you'll have power savings. The John Deere X739 Signature Series. Visit any of Sloan's 19 Wisconsin and Illinois locations online at Sloan's.com. Powered up with
Sloan's. Welcome back to part two of the Saturday Farm Show. A reminder coming up June 18th to the 20th, the IHSRA Rodeo State Finals is going to be held at the Effingham County Fairgrounds just off of Route 40 in Aldemont. That's June 18th to the 20th. That's a Thursday evening through Saturday. Now, the number for more information and tickets is 217-521-8996. Thursday, they'll have a special kids rodeo starting about 12:30. Then at 6:30, They'll have the young kids called in an event called Mutton Bustin'. Then at 7, the rodeo competition begins. Friday, June 19th at 7, the rodeo competition. And then on Saturday, they have the preliminaries rodeo competition at noon, and then the rodeo competition final round at 6 o'clock Saturday night. They've also got a IHSRA scholarship breakfast that Saturday morning, June 20th, from 6:30 to 10. And some of the things going on, a farmer's market, community-wide garage sale in Aldemont, they go all out for this. Again, it's June 18th to the 20th. Some people were lucky enough to win some free tickets that we gave away last week. But hopefully they'll draw a good crowd over there, because it's always a really very special event for these young people. The Central Illinois Livestock Association will have their regular monthly meeting Monday, June 15th. It'll be held at 6:30 at Diana's Supper Club. Nokomis, the agenda for that meeting will be the election of directors. You can make a reservation. We're past the RSVP time now, but that meeting is Monday night, June 15th at Diana's Supper Club in Nokomis for the Central Illinois Livestock Association. That's part two of our farm show for this Saturday, and we'll talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.